Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents.
And these are some of the gifts and talents that Father God has shared with me concerning things that you are maybe walking in, or things that you're considering, or maybe things that you've already walked through in your life. I hear Father God saying, a news reporter, for Father God says you have a gift for gab. And Father God says that as you move through this season, you're going to find that it's going to be easier to communicate and communicate with anyone and everyone. I also hear Father God saying sales. I don't know if you worked in sales or ever thought about it, but Father God says you'll be the number one salesperson if you decide to begin to pursue this, for this is an area that God has blessed you. Other areas that I hear Father God speaking about, Father God says, because you're a people person and you can get along with all types of individuals, Father God says, a travel agent. Father God says also writing. Writing shall be a blessing to you, for I see you writing. I see you also have the ability to even ghostwrite. If you wanted to ever help someone write a book, Father God says you'll be the perfect candidate. Also hear Father God saying news reporter. I hear Father God speaking to me about musician, for Father God says music have a special place in your life. And if you ever thought about playing an instrument, I don't know if you play one, if you've been looking into playing one, Father God says the gift of musician. Now, Father God is also speaking to me in the areas of technology, anything that has to do with technology, computers, anything with communicating. I even hear Father God saying the field of communication is wide open for you. I'm looking at DJing. I'm looking at music. I'm looking at anything around that area. You're one individual who's very well-rounded. You also have the ability to begin to do many things, multitask at one time. So you may find yourself having more than one place of employment at a time. I also hear Father God saying the areas of science and mathematics. Father God says you have a great mind, a quick mind. A lot of times you have to be mindful of burning the candle at both ends because your mind is so quick. And I just hear Father God saying these are areas of thought, of in areas that you may want to entertain. If you're looking for even extra employment, I hear Father God saying you have the ability to begin to even look into the areas of arts and entertainment. Father God says the arts and entertainment are wide open. Whether you're in front of the scenes or behind the scenes, you'll find this area will be very fruitful and well-producing. I also hear Father God saying in the areas of mechanics, Father God says you like working with your hands. Anything that you can do with your hand, whether maybe you've entertained being an auto mechanic, Father God says these areas will bless you. I hear engineering. I hear Father God also saying in this season, now, this is very interesting. I hear Father God saying even in the areas a personal shopper. Father God says anything that keeps you busy moving around. Father God says you'll be perfect as a personal shopper, a stylist. Father God says you'll begin to take the creativity that God has blessed you with to the next level. So I hear Father God saying, write it down and make it plain. I also hear Father God saying, the writing aspect of your life, keep a journal at all times, because Father God says that your journals will become your books. Thus saith the Lord.
So the Lord will further say unto thee that prepare, because you have moved into another place, into another realm in me, and you have released the shackles of life, and you're going to live the more abundant life, and you will come into a time of complete freedom. For the Lord says, you have learned much. You have learned much through the trials and the tribulations. And out of this, I will raise thee up. And you're going to move according to my purpose and my divine will, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For yes, you have mastered the temptations and the senses of the lower mind, of the flesh. You have mastered those things, and now you are rising up into another realm, into a new dimension in me. And you're going to see that I shall even begin to increase thine prophetic anointing. And you're going to see that through meditation, visualization, and as you project yourself into the realm, as you stay in my presence, as you project yourself in your thoughts and in your mind into my presence, you will surely, surely, surely prosper. And yea, you will begin to see that you will travel on many levels, many heights, many realms, and even many dimensions. For you will see that your capacity has extended, and even your prophetic senses has extended. Oh, I will open up your spiritual ear. I will open up your spiritual eye. I will open up your spiritual feel and your ability to feel. I will open up your spiritual gift of smell. You'll smell things. You'll know things. You'll smell sin. You'll smell it. You'll smell things in advance prophetically. And then I would touch even your taste buds, for you would come into a revelation as you taste and see that I am the Lord, and I will cause you to prosper, because you have now gone into another realm in me, where I desire to show thee new realms and new heights, and even your physical senses shall become your spiritual and your prophetic senses, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you will see that you will come into a time of new ideas, for they will come to thee quickly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says unto thee, that you will see that, yea, you will transition into a new place, for I brought you into a time of transformation, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, you're going to have opportunities for even traveling, and you're going to mingle with people from diverse backgrounds as well as viewpoints. And you're going to see that your ability to draw upon of these different encounters, you will make a great storyteller. You can tell stories. You will make an effective lecturer and a great teacher. For the Lord says, you're moving into another place. And you're going to see that each life experience has brought about a new level of confidence in me. For get ready, because joy is coming into your life. And you will see that I will increase thee, and I will cause you to come into a greater inner strength and greater power, saith the Lord of hosts.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths. Never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily. You must pray daily. You must think daily. And you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground. $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Thank you, Deaconess Atoya, for the miracle seed. Peace and many blessings. We'll be right back.